The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, locally owned and operated for over 40 years.
Well, this is the Kerr. This is take two. We just had a Kingy out of some sort of wardrobe malfunction on the first
one. Kingy didn't have anything.
Didn't see his pecker, but we weren't. This is the Kerr's Hire. I feel like Janet Jackson didn't.
Yeah, she had a little.
One of the Bazustos dropped out, didn't it? Unexpectedly during a Super Bowl celebration. Was it during the Super Bowl?
No, it was halftime. It was a halftime.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Halftime
too.
Show.
This is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. We're digressing early on.
This is probably the earliest we've ever digressed.
Yes, but this is. This podcast has been running longer than. We just talked about this before. I have to do take two. Right. It's been running longer than Gout. And I always laugh when I hear that name and associate gout with somebody who can run fast, because gout is extraordinarily painful.
Yeah. I've had it in my elbow.
Have you?
Yeah.
How'd you get rid of it?
It's less drinking, actually.
Right. So you didn't drink as much?
No.
You sure there wasn't something else involved?
No.
Right, just your drinking?
Yep.
Right. Well, I'd like to say that I've had the same thinking, but I haven't. I've never had gout, so I've heard of people have had it, and it's extraordinarily, it's not ideal.
Mine was very mild. Yeah. It was just a case of...
Sort of a yellow curry chicken, was it?
not a red.
Not a real...
Is green the hottest?
Well, it depends. Well, I'm thinking what country you go to, but once you get into red and green areas, there's an extraordinary amount of ring sting.
Now, we had the weekend off. Yeah. I decided to disappear up the Murray and play golf for a few days.
Oh, there's a euphemism for something. You disappeared up the Murray.
I had some of the best tie.
Did you?
Oh.
Do you know there's a line I could use right now that would get us thrown right off? Yes. It would certainly be edited out.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Thai food.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was outstanding.
Was it?
Pani Thai and Cobram.
Right.
And goes well when you've had half a dozen Coronas too.
It does. Look, there's nothing better than a bit of Thai last night, actually. So,
So what did you do on the weekend?
No,
it's your last weekend off you're going to have for a while.
Yeah, it is. I had, I didn't do anything that was sort of premature. You don't do anything that's premature, do you? Except podcasting. We had a premature podcast on a Monday. This is an unusual recording of the, what did I do? Do you know what I did? I did the garden on Saturday.
Did you?
And then I went and... I'm doing the DK lilies off the brow. I was getting a bit warm.
Yep.
4 or 5 hours in the garden, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go and drink a few refreshments.
Right.
So I went into to have a look at the new bar in the Crown Plaza.
Oh, right.
So I went in there. It's an extraordinary view.
Good setup.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Johnny Dixon's a GM down there. Good fella. Hits a good golf ball.
Big Dixon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hits a good ball.
Does he?
Yep.
Right, well, I didn't see him, but I don't know him, so I probably did see him, but I didn't know who it was. But I went in there, and if you've got nothing to do, I wouldn't suggest you go in there with the lads and have 300 beers. They're not exactly on the cheap side of the ledger, but it's a great view of Geelong, especially when the weather was the way it was. So I went in there and then went for dinner there as well.
Nice.
And then yesterday I think I was referred to as just fluffed around, King.
Yeah,
have you ever fluffed around?
I had to drive home 4 hours.
Yeah, that's not ideal. I don't know what the weather's like. It was.
And I played. Well, I got golfing in the morning.
Yeah,
which was good. As good a course as you'll play anywhere
in Good Nick
is Token Wall
in Joseph.
Yeah, it's in Joseph. Token Wall is the north course at Token Wall.
Is spot on.
Is spot on. The ninth hole, which is lined by just grey ghosts down the side, the gums.
Jim Jess
is. is as good a golf hole. It's a longish par four. That, you know, it's tight down the left, so you've got to find some room down the right. But if you go too far right, you end up in the gate. It's just, yeah, highly recommend. If you are a golfer and you've never played Club Token Wall, the 36 holes there are as good as you'll play anywhere.
Well, Kingy, we're back at, won't be Club Token Wall on Thursday night because the Cats are playing the Crows. Cats fresh off pretty good win in the end against the Dockers.
Mm-hmm.
Was good to have. We had a week off last week, didn't we? The weeks all meld into one. It was good to have Steve Hocking on a couple of weeks ago. Week off last week, so we haven't really spoken about the Freo game. We'll just give a couple of thoughts on the game before we talk about the Cats heading into Thursday night's big one against the Crows.
Don't want to give 2 6-goal leads up.
No, you don't want to be doing that. I thought it was quite a clinical performance in the end. to cough up a 6-goal lead. I watched a little bit of the replay. I don't watch a lot of the replays. I do every now and then. Now, I happen to see, for whatever reason, the second quarter, Geelong was still 35 points behind with about 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, the last two goals of that second quarter were crucial.
Yeah, they were. So they were 6 goals down, effectively very, very close to half time, which, you sort of thinking back on the game, you sort of felt like the Cats were, the way the game was going in that second quarter, you felt like they got closer.
Yeah, the momentum came. They got those 3 goals from Manor, which got them back to what, about 16
points. But then it drifted
points.
Back out again.
Yeah, it drifted out. And then they kicked 3 Freo.
Yep.
And that's when you thought, oh, maybe Geelong have fired their shot and now we're in a bit of trouble. But then they got those late couple through Cameron and all of a sudden, oh, hang on, they go in, they can go in, reset and come again. They probably came at a good time that they got those goals and then were able to have a bit of a break and go, all right, refresh, reload, go.
Well, what I liked, I thought, you know, you're against a pretty good opposition. I mean, Fremantle aren't bunnies and they were able to, you know, wrestle back control of the game. And against a side like Fremantle, given the quality of their team, it's not a process that's going to happen in 5 minutes. You're not going to be 6 goals down and then 10 minutes into the second quarter, suddenly you're a goal down. It was always going to take some time to sort of overpower them, for want of a better phrase. And I thought Geelong did that really well. 13-6, I think, after quarter time. It was a really polished performance. You know, like you say, Manor was, well, for the other 3 quarters, he was probably pretty disappointed.
I think he got a coach's vote.
Yeah, well, I mean, 3 goals in a quarter, but he was...
Well, 3 goals in 5 minutes,
he was
basically
pretty quiet for the remainder of the game. I mean, Dangerfield was very quiet. Any word, Kingy, on his availability for Thursday night?
I haven't heard that he won't be playing.
Right. So you're thinking he's... Because, I mean, the default position on some of these star players when they don't play well is they're injured.
Hmm.
Sometimes they just don't play well.
Yeah.
So maybe you just had a pretty poor day. Yeah.
But they're going to be... He's not poor, but he's less than... significant contribution games are going to be more regular than he's significant.
Yeah.
Like, it's fair to say, potentially, the last great game that Patrick Dangerfield's played has already been played, and that was the prelim final last year.
And then he was horrendous in the grand final.
Yeah,
he had 4 kicks.
He wasn't on his Pat Malone that day.
No, he wasn't. He had a stinker.
But it's fair to say, we're not, you know, what, he turns 36 next week?
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure born in 90. So 36... How many 36-year-olds are producing match-winning performances? Not many.
No.
None.
No. And he's playing a position now that lends itself for when you're quiet, you're quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, the midfield, you can fudge it a bit and still get 20 and have no impact on the game. He's now playing a position where he you know, if you are off your game and things aren't running your way, you aren't going to touch the ball much. And we've seen that. What do you think the Cats will be doing with a few players who did struggle during that game, second week in a row, Brad Close?
Yeah.
He's just offering nothing. He's not tackling. Yeah. There's no pressure. He's not getting the ball.
They can't use the... Because last year at times they were using the... He's doing things that we like internally.
Yeah, they love dropping that one.
Yeah, but he'd be in a bit of trouble. I suspect how much weight... So Warple will come back.
Yep.
So there's one change.
So who goes out?
That's a good question. It might be Close.
Well, Warple's going to play midfield, but they may feel like they've got enough
shuffle,
up forward.
You can shuffle that, yeah.
Martin, Dangerfield, Manor.
Yeah. Myers.
Dempsey, I know he's a wingman, but he sort of pushes forward.
Yeah. So you've got enough. Geelong can mix and match in that regard.
Jai Clark?
I think he holds his spot.
He needs to lift.
Yeah. I think he needs a run at it, though. I think you've got to give him 4 or 5, not 2.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I just think... We've spoken about this before, and I've sort of stood up for him, but I just don't see a trait that is top 10 pick, unfortunately.
No.
I can't see it. And, you know, it's hard to believe that Cats picked him top 10 on what we've seen.
Yep.
He doesn't have any trait that even remotely looks top 10.
Yeah.
But what would it be? Courage.
I suspect so, yes. Warple back, he was listed as a test last week. It's an infected finger, you would think after... In the end, 12 days, he'll be fine to play or thereabouts.
So it comes back into the middle. It's just whether they take out someone like a Close. Do they drop a Jai Clark? Who else would you think might be in the mix to head out of the side? Will Mitch Edwards hold his spot?
I think so. I think you've got to persist.
What?
I think you've got to persist.
Oh, yeah, persist.
Persist.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
I don't care if you don't mind it. That's my opinion.
I don't know. Look, Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they probably will, as you say, persist.
So he'll be rucking against Lockie McAndrew.
Yeah, that's a better matchup for him because, look, while we did laud his efforts and say, look, he had a crack and he wasn't completely out of place, he's got a big frame.
Yeah.
Got a good frame for a young fella.
And once in 2 years' time.
Yeah, he's going to fill out and be a really good size ruckman.
Yeah.
He did get his pants pulled down.
Yeah.
Jackson was the best player on the ground by the length of
straight. I'll give you a hint. Who was a better ruck? So how old is Mitch Edwards? 20, 21?
I've no idea, Key. Young.
So third year. So yeah. 20, 21.
Yeah.
I reckon he's a better ruckman than Max Gawn at the same age.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
I reckon he's a better ruckman than Tim English at the same age.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
I reckon he's a better ruckman than Tristan Cherry at the same age.
Yeah, I'm not poo-pooing him. I'm just saying that we do tend to, and I was glad that, you know, I thought it was a bit of a stretch to get him a game, but they did, and he did a couple of good things. He's quite athletic for his size. He's a pretty good mover.
So he's not 21 until June.
He's got a long way to go, as you would expect, but he, you know, the matchup this week is far more favourable to him than Jackson, because Jackson tore the Cats an absolute new one.
Yeah, he couldn't Jackson's keep up with him. A star.
Yeah, he couldn't keep up with him. It was probably a bad game to
think of. So if you think of 2021 Luke Jackson, Melbourne's premiership, very handy contributor. Think of where Mitch Edwards is going to be in 5 years.
Yeah, I'm kingy. Hopefully he's on the Cats list because he's from WA, isn't he?
He is. He was a Fremantle NGA.
Do you think that they'll be trying to lure him back? Because there's not much going on the stocks at West Coast in the ruck.
No, but hopefully...
Geez, they had a good win yesterday.
Yeah, that would be...
It's great.
Are you talking through your wallet there, Ben?
Yes, I am.
You've disappeared. And
I had the shin boners going for a bit, and they... Did you know that Harry Shees led 40 possessions and 4 score involvements? That's not great, is it?
No, you need a better conversion than
that. Well, you need to be impacting the game more, is what I would have thought. Anyway.
So it'll be interesting to see. So Geelong have given Essendon a... mother of all touch-ups in the VFL, 80-odd points. Ollie Henry's kicked 5. Ollie Wiltshire's kicked 4. Jay Polkinghorne has kicked 4.
The old Polkinghorne.
And then disposal-wise...
Best sort of horn to have, King, is a Polkinghorne.
George Stevens had 35. Mitch Nevitt's had 33. Jed Buse has had 33. Jack Bowes has had 29. Jack Bowes is the other one that probably look... He might be the one that makes Jai Clark a bit nervous.
Bit Bruce Dankervis. You're probably right. Like Bowes.
So Polkinghorne hasn't not only kicked, he's kicked not only 4 goals, he's actually kicked 4-6.
4-6. What did Ollie Henry kick? 5-2
and 5-2. Wiltshire 4-1. But Polkinghorne's kicked 4-6. This is sort of, you know, very careful here. This is senior areas from 10 kicks.
10 kicks, all shots at goal.
Yep.
That is real Gary Ablett senior territory. Gary Senior used to be disappointed if his kicks weren't shots at goal. He wasn't happy with that. He liked the efficiency in front of the big white ones. He didn't want to waste kicks to other teammates. He wanted to waste kicks on goals.
The only thing that makes it non-senior areas, he gave off 4 handballs.
Yeah, well, Gazza was never doing that. He didn't. It wasn't his preference to handball to a teammate.
I need to go and have a look, actually, to see what senior's game high handballs.
About 2. It was only when he was getting tackled. He was like kids' footy. He only handballed when he was under pressure. He did a handball to create.
No, he actually had 9 on 3 occasions.
Did he?
Yeah. He must have been playing in the midfield.
Jeez, he must have been under pressure that day. The Cats probably got pumped.
One of them was the unbelievable game against Hawthorn in the middle of 89 when Geelong led by 49 points
Princess
at half time
and lost. I remember that. I wasn't at the game, but I remember listening to that thinking, what is going on
26
here?
26 goals to 25 and seniors.
That was extraordinary. Gaz kicked one from the wing that day, I reckon.
He's had 28, kicked 3-2, and he's had 9 handballs that day.
Yeah, he was on it. I remember one of his goals, I reckon, was a 65 metre arrangement from the wing. And it went through about post height. He was outrageous.
He liked kicking goals from length at Princess Park.
I actually do remember that game because, I remember the Cats being, I was only young, was it 89?
Yeah, you 12.
I was 18, yeah. I just remember listening to it. I reckon I was listening to 3GL or K-Rock or whoever they were back then.
No, 3GL would have been, 89.
And just thinking, what is going on up there? Because it was just every passage of play was a goal to either side. It was 26 to 25, wasn't it? Yeah. Did you say that?
Yeah. So Hawthorn actually kicked 17 goals in the second half, kicked 10 in the last quarter to Geelong 6 to win by 8 points.
I also went to the dentist yesterday, Kingy.
The fang doctor?
Yeah.
Went to the fang doctor. On a Sunday? You went to the dentist?
No, sorry, not when I see you say, on Friday.
Right.
And they're like poi, those people. I saw the 3 cars in the car park.
Yeah.
I'd have to have been worth $600,000 combined, the cars.
Yep.
I said to the guy, how much for a full, like, I needed a bit of work. I said, how much for a full, full remodel?
Right.
And he goes, about 12 grand.
Oh.
I said, what?
What's wrong with your fans?
And he said you've got to have, that's to have a doctor here, you've got to have an anaesthetist. Yeah, you got to have all that.
Yep.
I said, is there like a rung? What?
Is there an Aldi version?
Is there a rung below that? And he said, yeah, there is. He said, you've got to sign waivers. And he said, you've got to have, it means you don't have the doctor in here.
Yeah.
So that cuts it down by about 3 grand.
Yeah.
So you're down to about, and then there's one other thing you could have that
you need the
no pain or suffering.
You'll need an anaesthetist.
There's no pain or suffering. And I said, well, what about the one, is there anything other than blow that? And he goes, yeah, well, we cannot have any of that. And he goes, but there'll be pain and suffering. There won't be pain management.
Yeah.
And there'd be a bit of blood about. And, it's all a bit. I said, perfect. Book the wife in for 11.
Oh, Ben.
Oh, yeah, love pain and suffering, kid. Yeah. Pain and suffering.
Right. Anyway, so I suspect, I don't know, is this, I don't think they're looking at a Polkinghorne or anybody like that.
I wouldn't have thought.
No.
They're not going to change the mix-up of a team that's for three quarters was pretty good. Their first quarter was shocking, and then they've worked back into it. There's some.
Although, would it be Polkinghorne? Well, you're not going Polkinghorne for close?
No. I would. I thought that would be a very bold move. Ollie, I mean, you would have. That would be death knell for Ollie Henry.
I was going to say Ollie Henry for close.
Well, I'm sure they'll talk about it. Different sort of player. Have they already got enough marking targets in Cameron Neal, Dangerfield, Jack Martin? Do they want another marking target? That would be the argument, albeit Brad Close is not getting the ball.
Wouldn't call Adelaide's defence the biggest going around?
No. I tell you what, if they bring Polkinghorne in at any point in the next, say, 3 weeks, and at the expense of, and Ollie Henry's not getting a game,
yep.
Ollie Henry should start looking elsewhere, I would have thought, because he's clearly fallen down the pecking order. But look, they'll be reticent to change, Kingy. It's hard to make too many changes when you have, being good for three quarters against a pretty good team. But as we've spoken about, there's some players there that do need to find a bit of form, and that's Close. I reckon that's Clark.
Yep.
Is there anybody else there that... I mean, I'm not a massive fan of Mullen, but he played okay. I just don't know what he offers you, really. A 10-possession, nothing sort of game. I don't know. There's got to be a better option than him, but... do they try and tag him? Does he look to maybe look to try and tag a Dawson or a Soligo?
Yeah, maybe a Soligo.
Isaac Rankin?
Yep.
Dawson's a gun, and those sorts of players that Geelong let get off the chain had notoriously play well.
Dawson is such an elite user of the footy.
And he's such a good mark.
Yep.
He's very difficult to stop. I wonder whether Mullen has aerially would be strong enough to go with Dawson, but... Dawson's one of those blokes you do not want him touching it 28 times because it kills you. Rankin's the other one you don't want it touching a heap of times. Soligo's a bit more of an accumulator, but he's still handy. They throw in Rochelle in there every now and then into the midfield. We've probably got options. This is a left field one. Do you think that Sam De Koning is in any danger of getting dropped?
No.
Do you think Sam De Koning should be in danger of getting dropped?
Based off two games, no.
Do you think they are paying on his output at the moment? Do you think they are overpaying Sam De Koning?
I wouldn't know what he's on, Ben.
He's on a bit.
Is he?
My understanding. Well, I don't know exact amount, but from reading between the lines, they're not paying. They're doing him some favours in terms of the contract. He's at the upper end of the pay scale at the Cats.
Is he?
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, he's not playing like somebody who's at the upper end of the pay scale.
He's not. Absolutely, he's not. I just wonder whether, I mentioned him, and you'll back me up here. Did I mention him as a possible trade bait for when they were trying to get Curnow, if they wanted to throw someone up?
Yeah.
He's one I thought you could move on.
Do you know who was very much put in the...
Grind Myers.
Yeah.
But Carl wouldn't offer him anything else.
No. Nah.
They offered him the contract, and that was it.
Mm.
That he was on at the Cats. They didn't offer him anything over and above that.
No. Nah. I think the question...
Well, I think, did we... If we dodged a bullet with Curnow, he's going like a bastard for Sydney in two games.
Yeah, but he was all right in the first game.
He didn't kick too many, did he? I haven't watched all the Sydney games. I've watched, of their two games, probably five quarters. I've hardly seen him get a kick.
Cats run into Sydney until sometime in May. Must be round about round.
I just wonder whether deconing is you've got to start looking at output. Do you think the Cats are obviously in the market for butters?
You would hope they were.
Do you think they would have to blow the budget to get butters, given what other clubs are paying for?
Yes.
Do you think they will blow the budget?
Yep.
Do you think they'd be interested in blowing the budget, something that they've sort of worked, a guideline that they've worked for or worked within for a long period of time?
Does that still exist? Like, that was a Brian Cook thing. Yeah.
Do you think that's out the window? We asked Stephen Hogg, and he gave us some sort of answer that was just absolutely nondescript, but he didn't say yes or no.
I reckon they blew. Remember when I remember this. It was at Marvel Stadium, and we had Brian Cook on. And it was around the time Steve Motlop was out of contract, and Cookie spoke about those tiers, and that for Steve Motlop to keep him, they may have had to have gone outside of those tiers. I reckon those tiers.
You don't reckon they're a function?
No, I don't.
But Geelong would have to. They would have to offer a record contract to get Butters.
Yeah, it might be the biggest amount they've ever paid.
Yeah, what's Butters? How old?
Butters, doing the same, 26.
Because, I mean, there's clubs, you know, you would have thought clubs like Richmond, Hawthorn, obviously, Essendon.
Sorry, 25, he'll be 26 in September.
Right, so he's 25 this year. So
26 this year.
Yeah. I mean, Geelong are definitely in the race for that. Where they sit in the pecking order of that race,
you're going to get 6 good years out of him.
Yeah. You could say. You can mount the argument that he's what every club needs. I mean, he's a gun.
Put it this way.
But he's creative. Geelong don't have that creative midfielder, that left of centre player that can do anything in terms of direction, in terms of ball use, in terms of vision, in terms of. We don't have that. No. We've got Smith and Holmes who are straight down the line, get it, run and kick.
Yep.
They're pretty predictable, but they're predictable to the opposition, and they're not great kicks.
And you've got Grant.
And you've got Warple, you've got Atkins, and who else is in the mix? Bruin.
Bruin's probably.
Bruin's a bit of a mix. We've spoken about this. He's a bit of a mix.
He's a bit
perhaps a little bit more creative, but not even close to the same level as a Butters.
No, if Butters walked into Geelong's midfield, he's probably Geelong's best player.
Well, if he was playing for the Cats this year, I would have thought that they are a genuine premiership chance. Yeah. I don't think they are this year. I'd love to be proven wrong, and I think they'll be definitely in the mix for finals.
And get that tattoo done if they won the flag this year?
They won the flag this year. I don't know, Kingy. Where? What would I get?
Weren't you getting Chris Scott's face on your backside?
Maybe, Kingy. Who would want to see that?
Well, nobody, but just the pleasure of you going through the pain of getting a tattoo on your derriere.
Maybe. Look, Kingy, it could be on the cards. Do you think?
Because 3.5 years and you still haven't paid up on the last one.
I know. Well,
who's going to fill Thorpe?
Well, see, I'd love to say deconing because he's got to be that player for the Cats.
So Jack Henry goes to Fogarty?
Yes, that's a good matchup. I'm happy with that.
Who goes to Tex? Is that Stewart?
Well, my mind might be serving me incorrectly here, but has Zach Guthrie gone to Tex at times?
Has.
Not like sort of played on him the whole game, but I'm sure he's played on him at times. I mean, this is where you get a bit concerned because deconing, you want deconing to be your gorilla fullback. You want him to just pencil him in for Thilthorpe for playing on, Oscar Allen, playing on...
Jake Waterman.
Well, not so much Jake. He's more mid-sized player. You got Henry there. I'm talking about the big Larky. Yeah. Who are the other big key forwards in the game?
Norton.
Darcy.
Yeah.
Those players. You want to be able to pencil him in, but you can't in your own mind because he plays so laconically. He just has never recaptured that form of 22. He hasn't improved. And I was maintaining that it was always going to be a difficult year for him post the grand final when they won in 22. It proved to be that. But you would have thought by now he should be showing more than he does. And you just, in the back of your mind, sending him to the gun forwards, it doesn't fill you with any great confidence. Now, he's got to go to Thilthorpe. Thilthorpe's an absolute man mountain. Mm. I mean, I don't want Connor O'Sullivan playing on Thilthorpe. No. And if the problem, one of the problems there, Kingy, is that if Thilthorpe gets hold of deconing, he's one of the few forwards in the competition where we don't have a huge amount of options.
No, well, is O'Sullivan then the next option?
Well,
or does Jack Henry just have to play a bit taller? Which he has done.
He has. This guy's an Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's got to have... I'm not sure Henry has the reach. At least DeConing at 203, 204
yep.
has the reach. But he's got to play with the physicality, what Thilthorpe does. Mm. That's a matchup, Kingy, that Geelong... If it doesn't work, if they send DeConing there, yeah, you could O'Sullivan. Third-year player against an absolute brute. Mm. I'm not sure you want that. Henry's undersized. Stewart would be undersized. Zach Guthrie would be undersized. You've got options, I reckon, for Walker,
yep.
who plays more of a...
He's roaming.
He plays more of a Jeremy Cameron style of forward.
Yeah.
He's not going to take a big... Well, I mean, he's not going to take five-pack marks. He might take the odd one, but he's not that sort of player. He's more of a mobile forward.
Yeah.
So you could play someone who's a bit shorter on him. A Guthrie. Zach Guthrie might be one. But just that Thilthorpe, you know, and as you say, Henry for Fogarty seems like a really good matchup. So I just look to see more from DeConing. I think he just lacks any urgency. He doesn't...
Is that just the way
kicking's
he looks,
ordinary?
Though?
Well, it is, but it's yeah. People can say that, but do you think it eats into the what? Do you think he's giving you 110% every time he goes near the ball?
That's debatable.
Yeah, I think it is too. He just everything sort of happens around him, and his kicking isn't great. He's not horrible, but he hasn't progressed yep. from the player we saw that was involved in that premiership in 22.
Yep.
He's gone backwards.
Yep. Don't kick the ball anywhere near Jordan Butts because he'll mark it.
Yeah, he's improved. Last year we kicked a zillion goals against them at Adelaide. Over in Adelaide.
Yeah, it was the Cats came from what I think
5 goals down.
Yeah, just
and won by 4.
Yep.
Yeah, they're a little bit undersized. Warrell's good play. He's playing well. Warrell.
Yep.
He was really good against Collingwood.
Nick Murray's the other one behind the 40.
Yeah, so they've got 3. Decent size key defenders.
I'll tell you who's a good player. Is Michael Annie. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's become a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
He wasn't great Friday night.
He was a first round draft pick.
Yeah.
But he's pretty sure.
But he's a good player.
He is. He's become a very competent. He's become.
And it's a real South Australian surname, too.
Michael Annie.
Michael Annie.
It is. Yeah. Real Michael Annie. He's sort of their version of Zach Guthrie.
Yeah.
Zach Guthrie's been tat off first 2 games?
Serviceable.
Only just,
yeah.
From what we expect. I know we're... I'm not suggesting... Because you're benchmarking pretty high. Well,
remember, Geelong were putrid on that Friday night.
Yeah, they were. But he was putrid too. And he wasn't great against Freo. He's just gone a little bit... He's just had a little bit of a slower start to the season. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not poo-pooing him. I'm just saying you'd love to see him play well.
Yeah.
Because he playing well off halfback alongside... Because Stewart's playing well. Looks fit. We've spoken about that. Lawson Humphreys has been pretty good. Connor O'Sullivan's made a few mistakes. He's got to tidy up his kicking. He made 2 horrible mistakes against Freo after quarter time. I think one cost a goal. I don't know that the other one ended up costing a goal. But just unforced errors with the kicking. You can't have that out of the back half. You can't have it anywhere, really. But if you're kicking the ball from outside defensive 50 to the middle, to anywhere, laterally, whatever it is, and it's a 15-metre pass and it goes awry, you are cooked.
Yep.
And he did a couple that was shocking.
Yeah. He's still, for somebody playing their 28th game as a key defender.
He just needs to tidy up. This is Neilty. Neilty goes on and says that. He needs to tidy up his technique. He kicks the ball. He gets under the ball and kicks it too high.
Does he need to go to the Matthew Scarlett School of...
Short kicking.
Yep.
Well, there's a technique to kicking, and it's not kicking. He kicks slightly across the ball, and... That's why he gets under it. And I reckon the 2 he missed were 2 that went over the head of the teammate that he was trying to kick it to.
He's sort of got more pitching wedge than...
He's got the 60-degree wedge out, and he needs more like a flat sort of little 7-iron.
Yep.
Kick through the ball.
A bit more punchy.
Yeah, he kicks under it. And he's slightly across the ball when he kicks it, and it goes up instead of straight. It's a big week for the Cats, big weekend. If they can get over the Crows...
Yep.
I watched quite a bit of Sydney and Hawthorn. Hawthorn are just going.
Yeah.
I mean, they got over Sydney, but Sydney, the margin probably flattered Sydney a little bit. Hawthorn had a lot more scoring shots and dominated more passages of play, but didn't look dangerous. Hawthorn are gettable. Hawthorn are beatable.
Yeah.
If the Cats could find a way past Adelaide, and then Adelaide coming and smarting off a loss to the Dogs, and then find a way to beat Hawthorn at 3-1,
Yep.
That's a really good start.
And then the Eagles for Gather Round.
Yeah, to go 4-1.
Yep.
it gives you a little bit of breathing room because they've got some shocking games after that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, the Doggies down here on a Friday night.
And Thilthorpe, I think, is the key. If they can maintain a rein on Thilthorpe, I think it'll go a lot. Thilthorpe and Dawson?
Yeah.
Are the, I mean, it's, I'm not rewriting footy history here, but they're the two blokes who tear you apart.
Yeah.
We just don't have obvious matchup. I mean, if you play most other teams, you have the obvious matchup. Taconi's got to do the job on Thilthorpe, and do they tag Dawson? Mullen's probably not equipped.
Yep.
But anyway, we'll see what happens.
6 o'clock Thursday night. Hoping,
who have we got on, Key?
We're hoping for Nathan Buckley for the first time.
Oh, as an Bucks.
Coach. Yeah.
Bucks.
So we've had Riley and Kelly, so it might tell
and, me. And have you put the request in? Yes, do you think it'll be, did it just come back and say request denied?
Probably, I don't know. Wait and see. I think Jared
we'll probably Griffin, get end up with Rod Blake.
Jared Griffin's going to be in.
Peter Griffin.
From the Kidinya Park Stadium.
Do you know what, he's a little bit aroused about the Papa Smurf, isn't he?
He is.
He's got a little bit of a spring in his old step.
Ian Cover.
Yes, and do you know who we're doing?
Yes, a raking left footer.
Can I give it away?
Yeah, of course you can.
So the did he wear used to wear 15?
He did.
Did he play 288 games?
He did.
Did he come from locally and then was it just a sort of an average player and became a really, really good player?
Correct.
Yeah. Peter Riccardi.
Yeah, so he's going to actually be joining us in the box.
Is he?
Yep.
Right.
So he's going to come in and join us in the box for what Covey calls on this day or thereabouts.
Yes.
So if it doesn't...
So what game are we going to
talk about? We're looking at Geelong versus Melbourne, round one, 1996.
And what did Rico do?
He was very good.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was very good in a lot of games.
Yeah.
He was one of the more underrated players. He became a tough wingman. I know he started off as a bit of a will of the wisp, probably a bit Ollie Dempsey style, a lot quicker.
Then he filled out.
He filled out and he became a really physical.
Yeah.
He used to give Peter Matera fits.
Yeah.
And there weren't many doing that.
Unfortunately, not in the 1992.
No, he didn't, but Geelong got.
And Rico was only 20.
Yeah.
Or thereabouts.
He tore him apart. He did tear Peter Matera apart a few times.
Yeah.
I'm in the punters club with him, so we've been going crap in that. So,
yep.
I will look forward to talking to Rico.
Yep. So KROQ 955,
yep.
The KROQ app.
Yes.
For those coming to the ground, hopefully the Wi-Fi works. And we're going to talk to Pete Griffin about that. Sorry, Jared Griffin.
Pete Griffin. One of my favourite shows.
The Family Guy.
Oh, it's hysterical.
And then we'll, KROQ. And also, if you're at home, you can sync that up.
You can do a bit of syncing.
The TV broadcast.
Love to sync.
The Cat Attack Podcast. Kurz Hire. Locally owned and operated for over 40 years.